Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we are continuing here, kicking off the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Still to come here tonight, Peakless Mountaineer has a story about the IRS. We just barely scratched the surface in the last hour. They are apparently planning to team up with cryptocurrency exchanges, as though you needed another reason to leave centralized exchanges. We can talk about that coming up here in a little bit. It's Ian Peakless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. Let's go to the phones, though, to start things out here. Neil is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Neil.
That was very quick. Hey, I can barely hear you, though.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know if there's anything I can do to make that better for you. But
well, I'm hearing you, but...
Do your best.
Your volume.
Do your
okay,
best.
Okay, anyway, I would like to talk to you in a little here. Let's start with Truth Social. For the first time today, I tried to get on Donald Trump's, version of Twitter or,
yep.
or Facebook. And when I clicked on the thing to download it, it took me to a thing where I had to put in a credit card number.
What?
And then what I was looking at didn't say True Social at the top anymore. And I didn't progress any further. So do you guys know anything about his website?
That sounds like a possible scam to me. I think you were a good move to not progress further on that one.
Yeah, if you click on a link and it takes you somewhere that asks you for money and the URL changes or at least doesn't look right, run very quickly, close your browser, you know, clear your cookies.
It said that my debit card, or, well, I would have been using a debit card, would not be charged. I didn't know. I thought about, well, maybe they use this to verify if I'm an adult or not.
There are websites that will do that if you sign up for, like, a free trial of something that eventually bills you, you know, and then, you know, it'll be written out. It'll say, hey, you agree to, like, one free month of this thing, and after this month expires, we're going to charge you X, whatever it is. There are versions of that that are legit that happen, but if you tried to sign up for just a social media platform and they asked you for a credit card,
I've not heard
of that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And
just to clarify, Neil, are you saying you went to truthsocial.com and that is where you saw this, or did you download their app onto a smartphone?
I went to my web browser and I typed in truesocial.com, and from there it took me to a thing where I had to download an app to go on truesocial.com. So I followed that, and then when I clicked on the link to put in my information, it no longer said truesocial.com on it. It said something else at the top of it.
It's disturbing. I wish I could tell you more about this. I'm under my bail conditions, not allowed to sign up for unapproved social media platforms, so I can't just run through the sign-up process to see if anything like that happens. But I would say that would be fairly unprecedented. While, yes, it could be a way to do an age verification to verify whether or not somebody is an adult, the odds that they would put something that in place seems very slim, because it would restrict the number of people who'd be willing to move forward. Like you, Neil, I mean, you wisely, I think, refused to go forward on this particular sign-up because it may be a scam, and that's going to turn off a large number of people. And knowing Donald Trump, and I don't know him personally, but I know he likes attention, I suspect he would not want to turn off a potential portion of his audience by hitting them up for a credit card number.
Right.
So,
well, that's what I thought, too, because that's what I thought, knowing, you know, I don't know the man.
That doesn't make sense.
I voted for him. Also, I wanted to ask you, I got two more things to ask you about while we're here. The House Speaker, how do you feel about that?
They're all thugs and criminals. What do you think, Peekless?
They're all thugs and criminals. Now, if the House Speaker could potentially have been Thomas Massie, I might have cared.
I think that
no one proposed that, though, didn't they?
No one proposed
any organization that pretends it can't go about its business because there's like a guy missing is it's a poor organization.
If only the thing that I feel like was really sad here was that it didn't last longer. I think you referenced it earlier in the show, Peekless. It should have been 365 days instead of 4 days or whatever it was that they were, mixed up.
Okay, now, and my last question for you, we're back to a platform like True Social.
Whoa, before you go on with the question, what do you think about the House Speaker? Some guy named McCarthy, I think is his name?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Somebody I don't really recall knowing much about or hearing him speak much. If they had thrown out a name like Trey Doughty, or what's that guy's name? He ran for president against Trump. Tom Cruise, was that it? No, Ted Cruz.
Yeah. He's no good either. The only person who could possibly be good up there, as you said, Thomas Massie would probably be the best bet in the current House. Ron Paul, of course, would be a good choice. But that doesn't mean that the government isn't going to get bigger, because they're only one guy. You know, they can only do so much in that position. And this guy, I've seen him described as a rhino, what they call a Republican in name only, that this McCarthy guy, like, he's one of the worst possible Republicans they could put up there. And, of course, the Republicans were almost all behind him. There were only a handful of them that weren't, and they all got flipped. So they're all on the same team.
Now, I will say that I am glad to see dissension in the ranks of Republicans.
For a moment, at least.
Even for a moment, any little bit helps. Any little bit of sand you can throw in those gears, any little bit of, hey, let's not all be neocons. Hey, maybe we'll do something other than just increase the military-industrial complex.
Speaking of that, the one thing I do know about this guy, this McCarthy, is that apparently he wears a Ukrainian flag. So, you know.
Really?
There you go. That's what you need to know about this guy.
Do you believe that he will go after Biden and his son over his doings?
No.
Do you think he's going to drain the swamp?
No.
Well, I would like to see it. That's why
I would like to see a lot of things.
Absolutely love Donald Trump so much.
But he didn't drain the swamp either, dude.
At all. He gave them a job.
No, I believe that he had it in his heart to do that, but I don't believe he. There was so much. They did their best to sidetrack that man. And bring him
There's
up.
There's always so many excuses for this guy who's supposedly so dedicated, and he had it in his heart, and he was going in there to do a thing, but then they distracted him. Oh, he forgot all about what he came there to do, and in fact, then he just hired the swamp creatures at that point, because he was just so befuddled by what was going on up there. I mean, is he a brilliant guy, or is he a doofus?
I have to look at it like the man is running the country, and he's got so much crap coming at him from so many different directions at the same time. I mean, he was trying to drink.
He wasn't running the country. He at no point was running the country.
Politicians don't run the country. They tax the people that run things.
And he wasn't even running the government. That is clearly obvious. Like, there is an entrenched culture that is not going to be swayed regardless of which politician we elect to be the face of it, the mascot at the top of it. They don't have any real power. Like, okay, well, I want to pull some of our troops back. Okay, well, they're going to lie to you about where our troops are. So, unless you're going to pull all the troops back.
He did pull some back. I've got to give him credit for that. He did pull some out of
Afghanistan. Don't you believe that as the president of the United States versus Joe Biden, we had a much better relationship with Russia and North Korea?
I think that that is a big part of why they constructed the narrative around him that they did. They constructed this narrative that he was a Russian puppet, a Russian agent, even an unwilling Russian agent, but all of that was so that we could not have peace with Russia. Because they are the entrenched powers are very, very invested in us having a continual tension with both Russia and China.
Well, I do agree with what Neil's saying. I mean, he definitely seemed to have a better relationship with Putin. He actually reached out to Kim Jong-un in North Korea and actually physically went to the DMZ and met with him. He tried to do something there.
He walked into the country across that bridge.
Yeah, yeah. No, and we talked a lot about that when it was happening here on Free Talk Live as this sort of unprecedented, actually, thing that had never happened in the history of North Korea. Mm-hmm. There's never, prior to Donald Trump, been any president who has ever done what Donald Trump did there. Unfortunately, it never really went anywhere. It seemed like it was going to go somewhere. It seemed like it was going to end the Korean War, basically, which is still basically an armistice. You know, it's like not even quote-unquote over. It's just, you know, demilitarized now.
I will definitely grant you that they undercut his ability for us to make peace with Russia. That's definitely true. But they did not undercut his ability to drain the swamp. They didn't say, you have to hire all these people because they're the ones who know what they're doing. Well, what they're doing is crap. What they're doing is evil corruption. The reason that people voted for this guy is because he was supposed to end what they were doing with the people who knew what was happening in Washington.
And he isn't going to end it if he gets in for another 4 years either.
That's a fact.
It'll be entertaining, but he won't end it. Thank you, Neil, for your call tonight. I do appreciate it.
I have one more thing.
Yep.
Okay, back on the lines of Twitter and Facebook, do you guys have any clue what is involved in starting up something like that of my own?
I would recommend you have a lot of money to get started if you want to compete with the likes of Twitter and Facebook. But if you want to start your own social media server, that's relatively easy to do as long as you know how to administer a Linux server. So we have one. It's called social.freetalklive.com. It's actually running the same software that Trump is running on his site, which is called Mastodon. Trump has sort of he's hired people to pretty over the Mastodon and, you know, redesign it a little bit so it doesn't quite look exactly like it. You don't see the word Mastodon on the front page of the site or anything like that, but that's the guts of what Trump is doing. It's free software.
Do I have to have the money that a lot of money to find somebody who knows how to write code to do this?
No.
I mean,
but you do need to have somebody that knows how to administer a Linux server. So if you don't have someone that knows how to do that, then you're pretty much dead in the water unless you're willing to learn it yourself. If you can learn it yourself, then you could go out there and just roll up a server and put this code on there. It's free code. The Mastodon server is free software. So you just download this free software, get it set up, and you're ready to roll.
Okay, guys.
But growing it to the level of a Twitter is the challenge, right? Because there's thousands of Mastodons out there. And of course, the benefit of Mastodon is there are a bunch of them. You don't have just one that you have to join, and so you don't have to follow all the same rules. And there are different Mastodons that have different sets of rules. We had somebody sign up for ours just the other day. And remember, we ask a question when you sign up of why are you joining the server, because there's a lot of spam bots out there and want to keep them away. Somebody said they wanted to join a Mastodon that wasn't hard left, because there's a lot of hard leftist Mastodons out there, and they don't want people of a freedom mindset to join their servers. So ours is welcoming to anybody from that perspective.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
hey,
Neil.
I listen to you every night that you're on KTOX AM 1340 in Needles, and you guys are wonderful.
Grateful for you about being out there. Thanks, Neil. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to try out Mastodon, you can go to social.freetalklive.com. We will not be asking you for a credit card number. That does not happen on our server. Again, I can't speak for Truth Social. I don't know what they've cooked up over there. Maybe they are doing that. You know, maybe they want to verify.
I'm not on that. I'm on Mastodon. I'm on
Twitter. You're on Twitter.
Well, yeah, Twitter. What's the other Float?
I heard bad news about Float recently. I heard they had to stop doing their streaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to have video streaming at Float, and I guess, you know, it's not cheap.
I'm not super active on that site because, well, I mean, it's still a minor website, but they are certainly freedom-minded.
They are freedom-minded, yeah,
and they're
sure.
definitely
nice folks.
Cryptocurrency-minded, yeah. Aaron and Kingsley over there. So, you know, I try to pop in every now and again, that kind of a thing. But I am on Twitter. I'm still on Facebook, but, I mean, that's about it. Like, mm-hmm. The last couple of weeks or so, I've just been kind of like, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's sort of lost its fun.
Social media in general,
yeah.
You're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the issues with float is, it's just as bad when you're too early as when you're too late. And
they were too late.
Well, I mean, I actually think they were too early.
Oh.
Like, I think that they were, you know, putting a bunch of resources into this thing before people really started leaving Facebook. Mm. And I mean, like, right now we are seeing an exodus from Facebook. It's why they're advertising as hard as they can. It's why they keep reporting losses in their overall user base. I think that Twitter is going to be another one of those drives away from the standard social media because we see how unbelievably corrupt they are behind the scenes.
Yeah. And Float was doing rather well until they got blacklisted from the app stores.
That's right.
It's been a couple of years, and so they had to redesign or at least re-implement a web browser solution. They do have sort of a temporary thing that you can download that kind of mimics an app, but it's not really an app.
Mm.
So they haven't been able to overcome that hurdle, to my knowledge, as of yet. But it's still one of the least restrictive social media web, you know, or apps that you can become or join.
Run by actual libertarians.
Run by actual libertarians and cryptocurrency enthusiasts.
The guy who was running our show, we had our own stream there, but for a while he was running us too.
Studio
8424, yeah. I think. He wrote me an email this week saying that Float had to pull the plug on their streaming service.
Sorry to hear that.
Probably due to revenue, you know.
That's a big resource.
How do you pay for it?
Yeah, that's a huge resource.
It's hard. We were just talking earlier this week about the advertising model, mm-hmm. and how difficult it is.
Yeah.
We've gone down on Free Talk Live to this point. We're completely user supported. We literally have no advertisers at this point on Free Talk Live. Being honest with you here, that's just the way it is. We lost Bitcoin.com after a decade, and Bullion Max has paused their ads with us as well because you can only sell so much gold and silver to an audience in a short period of time. And
indicative of the market, too. The cryptocurrency market, of course, is down, so that's going to affect
people are pinching pennies. You know, it's mm-hmm. tough to make ends meet.
Inflation is higher than ever. All that kind of stuff plays into it.
Well, and people are actually aware of what's going on in the economic world, where they tend to ignore that completely. But you were talking, I think it was
you
last
have
night.
To be aware of it. It hits you right in the face when you're at the grocery store.
Yeah, it was, I think, last night or the night before, you were talking about how people expect things to be rough economically in 2023.
Yeah, it was something like 8 or 9 out of 10 Americans are expecting tough times ahead.
And they're right. They're mm-hmm. absolutely correct. These are going to be tough times. And what we are seeing happen right now is an information war. Like, there is a huge fight over who's going to be the source of information. Now, spoiler, no one source is going to win.
Right. Like, nor should it.
Nor should it.
Sure.
The fact of the matter is that we have entered a new world where the network is going to be more powerful than the central hub. The time of a single hierarchy, and that is the source of all information, because that is a way to come to consensus.
Yep.
But now that we have these communications technologies that are distributed throughout the world, there is a new method by which we can start coming into consensus. And instead of checking with the authority to see if this comports with what the authority says is happening, we can instead check this with a bunch of other little nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this what you think is happening?
Right.
Because you have your set of information and your, you know, ability to judge this. Is this what you think is happening?
Oh, you mean a consensus? Wow,
yes.
Really?
Oh, yes, an weird. Actual consensus. So what we're seeing right now is the death throes of the old way of doing things.
Yeah, these siloed monoliths of bureaucracy that these governments have put together are starting to crack. They're starting mm-hmm. to crumble, and we're starting to see sort of the fish out of water
mm-hmm.
kind of thing happen with these guys as the network effect continues to improve humanity.
Yeah, so they're kicking back as hard as they can. They're making it as difficult for upstarts to work with the banking. They're making it as difficult as possible for, like, you know, Patreon and things like that. Oh, well, you have hate people on your site. Oh, well, we better not have hate people. What politics are we not allowed to allow? Oh, those are the politics that we're not allowed to allow. Okay, no one's allowed to have that. So, I mean, they're trying. They're trying to regain their former glory as the center of everyone's attention.
It's not going to work.
And it's never going to happen.
But in the meantime, they are going to do some damage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're going to thrash around in the tar pits, and they're going to slash.
And sadly, I still say many people are going to die.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they're already dying because of statism and that kind of thing, but I'm just saying, like, as the state...
That's the way of the state.
As governments, there's 200 of them on planet Earth thereabouts.
Too many.
As they die, they're going to, you know, want to do things that are, well, things only governments can do, which is kill large numbers of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you simply cannot commit a genocide without being a government. That's just how it works. You cannot have that scale of murder unless you have that centralized power. So as these dinosaurs cease to exist, because the fact of the matter is there are three ways that this can go, and only three. Either we will cease to exist because we kicked so much dust into the air because we trusted our centralized powers that the species ceases to exist. That's one way.
Nuclear Holocaust.
Okay, nuclear not quite Holocaust, where we have to deal with a fundamentally shifted world because we've seen an actual nuclear war go down, but it didn't kill all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's possibility number two. Or possibility number three, we stop doing this thing that causes people to die in mass. We have to get over this idea that we can have a central monopoly on force.
Yep.
Those are the only options.
Yeah, we need to have a renaissance of that particular mindset, and you know, how close we are to that, I don't know.
Well, and we are seeing, I mean...
Closer than ever before, I think.
Yeah,
true.
We're closer than ever before, and I don't, like, I'm not trying
That's
to be...
That's a good optimistic view.
It's true also, right? I think the age of the internet, the information age, even as much as governments try to control and restrict, and, you know, you get things like Google involved, and, you know, their...
The technology
all that kind
scary
of
scary too, yeah.
Yeah. As much as government tries to restrict and all that, the information is out there, it's accessible, you can find it. If you really want to know whether or not government is a bad idea, you can go and find the information.
Yeah.
It's available.
Think about how many lives were saved because people got good information about these disastrous so-called vaccines.
That's true.
And chose not to put their children on this vaccine that might kill them to keep them from a disease that won't.
Despite the fact that they...
an unbelievable number of lives.
Yeah, and they did try to suppress that very actively.
There's
no doubt about that.
They did everything in their power, and they didn't quite make it.
And there's even been, like, uplifting things happening in places like China, where people took to the streets a few weeks ago in protest of the COVID restrictions, and then Xi Jinping just rolled them back. It's like, okay, well, we can't force this on people, so they're not having it anymore. We're done with it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. As the Buffalo Bills prepare to host their season finale on Sunday, teammate DeMar Hamlin took to Instagram for the first time since his on-field cardiac arrest Monday night. He said the love has been overwhelming. Hamlin's neurological function remains intact, and he's able to speak to his family and care team. After winning early Saturday on the 15th ballot, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy secured Speaker of the House. Lawmakers will vote on new rules Monday. The Denver Broncos are receiving permission to interview New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton about their vacant head coaching job. Payton stepped down as coach of the Saints in January 2022 after 15 seasons with the team, including winning the Super Bowl in 2010. The Mega Millions jackpot is now more than $1 billion. Lottery officials said no one picked all six numbers Friday, setting the stage for at least $1.1 billion for Tuesday's drawing. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We got time for you if you want to dial on in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pico's not near.
And the Reverend Captain Pickass.
And you can join us online anytime you want. By the way, I want to say thank you to David Corey Eldridge, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here at Free Talk Live. And you can help us spread the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom to right now over 170 great radio stations. We could do more than that. It is possible. And hopefully we will be able to do more with now that we have fewer commercials. Hopefully we'll have happier radio listeners and happier online listeners and happier podcast listeners as well. So you can join David Eldridge over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You do get access to special benefits like the AMP-only podcast, which is our RSS feed exclusively through Patreon that has the full radio show without any recorded ads. That's one of the perks. You can learn about more of them over at amps.freetalklive.com. All right, Pikos, you were going to tell us about this IRS-related story that you had here tonight with AAR, saying they're going to team up with cryptocurrency exchanges to help catch criminals.
Yes. Cryptocurrency is here to stay, a top Internal Revenue Service law enforcer said, and the tax collection agency wants to partner with the industry to fight financial crime. The IRS Criminal Investigation Division is bringing on hundreds of new agents a year, including many who will be directed to work on digital assets and cybercrime, said Thomas Fattaruso, the new special agent in charge of the IRS CI's New York field office.
I just have one question. So when do they take down the Federal Reserve?
When do they take down the Federal Reserve?
Because they're criminal, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the Federal Reserve should be taken down by the Secret Service, because the fundamental purpose for the Secret Service, unknown to most, is to avoid counterfeiting.
They investigate that? Yes, yes. They do. But, of course, the purpose of the IRS is to pay the Federal Reserve interest. So when the IRS collects taxes, a lot of people believe, oh, that's going to the services. Nope. No, 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 no. The money the IRS is collecting is going to pay the interest on the loans to the government from the Federal Reserve.
Right, right.
So they'll print out whatever else they need, because obviously they need more than what they're collecting from the IRS.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that I'm really curious to find out what's going to happen, because they just passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill.
Right. Sure.
But they right now, like, the money printers are in reverse.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, no, they are. So, like, if you look at
M2... You can't unprint money.
Well,
no, you can.
You actually can. No, I've been, and I've learned so much more about how this system works from seeing, like, it work in a different way. Because, like, one of the things I didn't even think about is that, okay, so you've got all these stocks, right? And they're worth all this extra money, but what corporations will do is they will make corporate bonds, and those function in every way just like money. But how many corporate bonds a given company can print is based on how valuable their stock is.
Okay.
So when you have, okay, well, we're printing less money, so there's less money to keep going into stocks to keep
pumping them
up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have that at the same time as people are worried about being able to meet future financial obligations. So you have people pulling money out of stocks so that they can just have some straight up liquid U.S. dollars to pay for things in the future, because prices keep going up. So you have people pulling money out of the stock market. That brings the stock prices down,
which we've been seeing in the last year
or so. Now, the thing is, that means that these corporations cannot print these money alternatives or money replacements that are the corporate bonds. So you have these things that are acting exactly like money that are no longer able to be printed out. So you're actually seeing a complete pullback, like a reduction in the amount of things that get used as money.
I'm just wondering what the money printers sound like in reverse. Large sucking sound.
Yeah. Well, if you remember the old GIFs or GIFs, if you will, of the...
It's GIFs.
Says you. Anyway. Mm.
Oh, you're such a nice guy.
I prefer it pronounced gooey.
Right, yes. It's gooey. Definitely gooey.
So if you remember the old pictures of the Federal Reserve chairman cranking the money out, it's like that, only he's going the other direction.
Well, of course, we're not talking about affecting physical currency. We are talking about the digital currency, where all you have to do is hit the delete button, and then it's gone. Right?
If only they had to actually print out all the money that they were digitally printing,
would
slow
it down
enough to slow them down so substantially.
Yeah.
But moving on with the article, in the alphabet soup of federal law enforcement agencies, IRSCI hasn't attracted as much attention as its counterparts in the Federal Bureau of Investigation or Drug Enforcement Administration. But the 102-year-old law enforcement arm of the IRS, whose agents are sometimes affectionately referred to as accountants with guns, is one of the top U.S. financial crime enforcers, handling cases from money laundering to Russian sanctions. It has also turned its eyes to cryptocurrency as one of several federal agencies trying to grapple with the burgeoning industry. Mr. Fattaruso...
And by that they mean going after peaceful people like me.
Yeah, well... Right? Well, and the thing is...
That's who investigated. One of that was the undercover guy. He worked for the IRS CI.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Well, and the thing is that they literally cannot cope with this technology. This is fundamentally new. It is unlike anything that has existed in human history. Now, they're trying to shove it into a particular box, and it doesn't fit.
They're shoving it into all the boxes.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, it's a commodity. No. It's money. It's funds. It's, you know, whatever. It's convenient.
I think based on the title of this article alone, they're beginning to figure out that they have zero control over cryptocurrencies themselves. And so they're figuring out, well, what do we have control of? We have control of the on-ramp and the off-ramp.
Right.
Right.
The exchanges.
The exchange between government currency and cryptocurrency, they can have an effect on right now, because exchanges, as they stand right now, are, we'll call them siloed. They're owned by a person or a company, right? They're not, there's only a few of them that are decentralized exchanges. None of the DEXs have a fiat on-ramp. In other words, they can't exchange government currency.
Fiat is by nature centralized.
Right, exactly. And
can't get around that.
So right now, that's where the government knows, or is figuring out, governments around the world are figuring out that that's where they can have an impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and also they're going after the peer-to-peer people. So that's why they're targeting local Bitcoins, because they know they can go easily after the exchanges. They've all got, you know, registrations, and they've jumped through all these government hoops, and they know where their offices are. But if you go to local Bitcoins, you're dealing with probably, you know, hundreds of sellers all across the United States.
Individuals
who are willing to sell you Bitcoin or some other thing.
Yeah.
And that's a little harder for them to deal with. So I think it seems like their plan is to just keep on picking them off one by one and try to intimidate them all into joining the system.
That's at least one of their strategies.
Yeah,
one of the strategies that they're also pursuing, as we've discussed here, is the implementing the central bank digital currencies.
Yep.
Which they're like, oh, well, you want digital money? We can do digital money. And
it's like, what I find laughable about CBDC is they're like, hey, we have this thing that's going to solve problems that don't exist.
Well, it'll solve the problem for them of not knowing what you're doing with your money.
Okay.
And you being able to spend your own money without their permission. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, generally speaking,
it doesn't solve anything for the user.
Outside of, you know, government, when a market thing happens, it's usually to solve an existing problem.
Yeah, sure.
And then the market realizes that, oh, this thing has value because it's solving a problem.
Right.
And then they begin to adopt that thing.
Mm-hmm.
CBDCs are not, nobody's going to adopt a CBDC because of its utility.
No.
They're going to do it because they're forced to.
Right.
Well, they may be forced to. They may be bribed to.
Yeah, more incentivized.
Yeah,
sure.
It's equally possible that they're going to be like, okay, well, we've started the universal basic income, or we're giving out a one-time thing, or
tax refunds.
Yeah, or it's your welfare.
Yeah, welfare.
Or I mean, they might use the carrot.
Social security, disability.
They're going to use the carrot. That's how they're going to get people to sign on. I'm going to go to the phones here. We got a caller on the line here. What's your name? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Ian, this is Dana from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Dana, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so I'm not stupid. I understand that people make promises and they don't carry them through. You mentioned that about Trump. He didn't clean the swamp completely out. And that gentleman that said he voted for Trump that you just spoke to said, well, you know, he was constantly fighting all this nonsense. And I don't want to get cut off and I don't cut. So I'll just.
Thank you for remaining FCC compliant.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys. So, by the way, Pequess, I love your t-shirt. That's great.
It says, may the Norse be with you for our non-viewer.
Yes, I saw that. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, okay, shout out to my sister. We picked up matching shirts on a Viking exhibit.
Nice.
Well, tell her she did a good job.
Go ahead, Dana.
This is why, even within, and this is the difference between, I used to hate this about Republicans and or even people on the right. Why can't you be more like those on the far left? They all agree to everything, no matter how much they disagree with it. It's kept in-house. You don't air your dirty laundry. But the Republicans are not all like-minded. They're more diverse because you've got conservatives. I know there's some neocons in there. You've got Republicans, which are the neocons, and they're the biggest bulk of things. But they saw after Trump, people are mad. and they're not putting up with this crap anymore. So there are some of them that are staying true to constituents in that, even if it's so they don't get voted out. And I don't believe that's entirely the reason. So they don't even trust McCarthy. I've never trusted that man. I have not liked him years ago.
Just to clarify what you're saying, Dana, when you say they don't even trust McCarthy, are you saying the run-of-the-mill Republicans or the elected Republicans?
The elected, some that were just in there in the last 2 years, like Boger. So these are one of the things they did. This is what they got accomplished. And you guys, I think this may help because of a rule I'll get to at the end. So one of the things they made McCarthy swear to is they have to vote on every single appropriation bill individually, whether it's for agriculture or for this or for that. It doesn't matter what it is. It cannot be bundled into a ginormous omnibus. They're done
with
that
crap. That's awesome.
Well, why would you believe this guy? Why would they believe what he's saying?
Okay, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I'm going to get that's the punchline. Just hear me out, Ian. Then the other thing is he had to agree to cap discretionary spending at the levels they were when Biden took office 2 years ago. And that's for defense and domestic. The third point is
whoopee-doo.
Okay, I know it's still too high, Ian, but at least it's better than what Biden did. So,
hold on. So these are promises that he's making.
Yeah, that's all.
These are the things that he's done. Now, if I'm going to go ahead and make a promise, why not promise to reduce our discretionary spending?
They got a guarantee.
A guarantee?
Let me get to it.
Okay, I'm all ears for how this is a guarantee.
And then I'll give you the guarantee. Okay, he agreed to set up a committee on weaponizing the federal government, including they're going to probe the DOJ and anything else for going after individual citizens.
They're going to probe the DOJ. That's not going to do nothing.
Wow, they will investigate themselves.
I know, but it's a start. At least they're going after these people.
That's not a guarantee.
No, they're not going after anybody. It's just a show, Dana. I mean, the idea that you haven't gotten this yet. All right, get to it.
Get to the punchline. Okay, they have to reinstate the Holman rule, which that says they can reduce official government salaries. And any compensation paid to any government employees by the U.S. Treasury.
So they can do that. Doesn't mean they will.
No, he has to. And I'm going to tell you what the catch is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, motion to vacate. Here's the catch, guys. Motion to vacate from 5-1. If you wanted to kick that speaker out of his position, you had to have 5 people. Now only one person has to say, I'm putting a motion forth, I want him out. If he doesn't stand up to this.
What does that mean?
The last thing is...
Wait, what does that mean?
Hold on, so you're saying... Are you saying that he will be kept honest by other politicians?
Not by those 20 that wouldn't give in. These are the concessions they wanted.
What good does it do if they can put a motion in? They're going to get voted down.
One last thing, three parts. One last thing, 72 hours to review all bills before any money is spent.
Well, that is
so what?
Term limits, guys.
They're not going to read the bills.
This
is 4,000.
Fix anything.
This 1.7 trillion thing was 4,000 plus pages. You can't read that in 72 hours. You can't read that in 72 days.
I agree. Right. But listen, guys. Because all money spending originates in the House. And each member, one of the deals he had agreed to was any spending has to be voted on per department. It's not one huge bill. That's how they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I hope it passes. That would be a great improvement.
I don't believe it.
And then one last thing about Bitcoin. I mentioned this to you regarding your situation, Ian. I mentioned this to you guys before. And it's worth repeating. Ian, you just said earlier tonight that, you know, all the government's always looking at Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies because that's how druggies, you know, the big drug lords launder things.
That's what they say.
Mark my words, as I've said this to you guys one other time, they're going to start coming after people with crypto, not because it's laundering, because Biden administration is really close to doing their own government cryptocurrency, and so are multiple other governments. They're already pushing this stuff through in Europe. So you guys,
we have to stop you there.
Be looked-
a government cannot do a cryptocurrency.
Right. It's against the nature of cryptocurrency. For anything the government views as currency.
A government can do a digital currency. These are not the same thing.
Right.
But you may be right that they may be targeting crypto.
They obviously are.
With the intention of, you know, providing this alternative and saying, hey, Bitcoin's dangerous. You could get arrested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just use the government money and then everything will be fine. Honestly, thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it.
I wish they would be clear enough that they were directly targeting cryptocurrency. Then they would at least say, these are the rules. But as long as there's no regulatory clarity, people are left in this sort of halfway point where they won't pull their money out and go to other countries where they can invest in cryptocurrency because there is regulatory clarity, but there's no access to American markets, but they've given up on that. But they're not going to invest either because there's no regulatory clarity. There's no idea what the rules are.
I like callers like Dana. I just wish that Dana, like, she's got some good points. She's looking at the stuff. She's questioning the system. Mm-hmm. You know, she's, give her some credit. She's trying to look for some positive in all the negative. Right. But I just wish she would zoom out.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just see the bigger picture. Right, just zoom out at least one layer, maybe two or three, and see the bigger picture and see that regardless of what these little maneuvers that they make that might make you feel good or some change might be happening, like these happen all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. And once you figure out that these happen all the time, but nothing changes and the empire continues to grow,
right,
then you come to the conclusion that I've come to, which is the whole thing is antique and barbaric, mm-hmm. and the institution commonly referred to as government needs to go away immediately.
Plus, the thing, Dana isn't new to this. She's been calling this show for probably more than a decade now at this point. We've been on in Grand Rapids where she's listening on WTKG. Yeah. They were one of our earliest bigger stations to come on board. They were a Clear Channel station back in the day.
Yeah.
iHeartMedia, of course, is the name of the company now, and we're glad to be on there. But, you know, she's been around. She's somebody who pays attention to the system and the things that go on. Like, how could you not be aware that these people are completely untrustworthy? The fact that this guy, McCarthy or whatever, is making promises to these other politicians, like, they promise things to people all the time. Why would they tell the truth to their own politicians?
I watch Charlie Brown.
I call.
It's Charlie Brown and Lucy pulling the football every time.
Again and again and again.
I call these people hope fiends.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
because unless they get their dose of hope from somebody promising them some crap that ain't never going to happen,
right,
they can't feel good about themselves unless they get that every day.
And one of the things I really wanted to point out is that it's not true that this dissension only exists on the right. There is a populist movement in this country, and it exists on both the left and the right. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact is that
there's the Bernie Sanders people that always get screwed on the left.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Sure, the Democrats have been able to shore up ranks so that they don't appear to be cracking apart the way that the Republicans appear to be cracking apart. But a big part of this is, what is their narrative? The narrative of the Republicans is, we are the underdog fighting against the authoritarianism. That is their narrative.
That's what they're
so transparently false.
Right. So it's in their best interests for their advertising to appear as if they have a strong, powerful populist movement that's making real change inside the party.
Yeah, like Republicans will always refer to their supporters as patriots.
Right.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's not going to be any change in Washington, D.C. after this scumbag or whatever comes into this particular position. Rob's on the line in Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my opinion is that it should have been Vernon Supreme up there at that podium.
Now that would be worth tuning into C-SPAN for.
Totally.
Exactly. And It doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democratic. You know, they're all liars. They're all crooks. They're all thieves and con artists. And you know, the way to be able to slow these people down in a couple of different ways, in my opinion, stop spending their currency.
Right.
And then the next thing is, let's do away with qualified immunity.
Wouldn't hurt if you can do it. It's hard because they fight against that stuff.
Yeah.
It is in the Supreme Court now.
Is it?
There was an article that came out in November of this year, of last year, and what they want to is they want Congress to, you know, either make some changes in how qualified immunity works or do away with it altogether.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, this will save money off for taxpayers.
The police unions are so powerful, it is so hard to get anything like that done. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's tough.
Anything that saves taxpayers money generally doesn't happen.
Right.
So I'm going to say no, it's not going
to
happen.
Maybe it could happen here in New Hampshire. Like, if we get enough freedom-loving people to come here and get into office. We've got about 50 free staters right now that are in the state rep positions. We do finally have the first ever free stater state senator, Keith Murphy, who actually came to my trial and testified on the defense, yep, which is very nice. You know, that's progress. It's slow. It sucks. It's politics. Captain, I know you hate it, and it's easy to hate.
I actually prefer to see a whole bunch of free staters getting in low level, like sort of a decentralized movement,
yeah,
than I would having, say, a governor,
right,
like Ron DeSantis, who, like, people are looking up to as some sort of, like, the freedom
savior
guy,
right,
and, like, he's just going to get voted out. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas,
right,
you know, if there's 50 of these free staters, you know, in some sort of position here in New Hampshire, we can get closer,
yeah,
to some kind of, you know, let us secede, let us have this space, so that freedom-loving people have a place to go on planet Earth.
Rob, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, real change is going to come from the bottom up. It doesn't come from the top down. So,
sure,
like, if you want to see, like, the end of qualified immunity and these unbelievable police powers, you have to embrace personal responsibility in your own life. You have to want that for yourself, and you have to reach a point where you expect that from other people.
I like a grassroots movement is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, like, if someone is, like, screwing you over, you have to expect them to move in a different direction before you allow them to fully apologize for harming you.
Nobody's here. He just walked in the door. That means you guys are going off to Beer Talk Live here in about a half an hour, 10:30 Eastern Time. Join these guys at watch.freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the radio again. Meantime, we're at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.